I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I had Mr. Walleye Gary Roach tell me one time that what works on one body of water might not work on another. But in the particular case that I'm going to be talking about, it really worked well. I'll tell you more, but first...
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
So I found this deep rock pile and it was covered with smallmouth bass. How did I know that? I sent down an underwater camera. I never go out in my boat without my underwater camera anymore because it tells me what is down there, even when my sonar is not necessarily picking up those fish that are tucked inside those rocky crevices. So I know there's smallmouth down there and I'm trying all kinds of different techniques and nothing's working. So I decided to pack it up and go to where there was some vegetation and chase some northern pike. They were not biting either. So I went back to where I knew the fish were because that's one thing that Roach told me that always works. Never leave fish to find fish. I remembered this technique that I used in Canada where I took these 1/8-ounce hair jigs and I put them under a slip bobber and just dangled them and let them sit there. And the smallmouth bass went crazy for them. It worked on this rock pile here on this other lake as well. Caught a lot of fish that day because I used a technique that worked somewhere else. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.